Okay, we're holding Daf Yutas Amud Beis towards the bottom of the page. We're at the second last raya on the Amud, about 12 lines off at the bottom of the page. We've been discussing this power struggle between Ein Chachma Vein Ein Eitz Vein. Right, you can't go against what the Torah says. There's no excuses to go against what the Torah says, to the extent of even ripping off a beged of klayim in the marketplace at the expense of a person's kavod. But we also have a concept of kavod abrius, and we've been trying to figure out how we balance the two. So far, what we've established is that by derabbanan's kavod abrius can win out. By deraisa's kavod abrius doesn't win out. The deraisa always wins out. Tashema v'salam to mehem. The pasuk says you should turn hide from these aveda. The actual reading of the pasuk is almost exactly opposite. The actual reading of the pasuk is that a person should not see his friend aveda and hide from it. Which the simple reading of the pasuk means one is not allowed to hide from it. But we darshan, the chazal darshan, they have the drush in these words that pamishat masalamim. There are times where one can hide from the aveda. Pamishat masalamim. As a general rule, there are times when one can't. It's not just times, except for these few cases, one cannot hide from the aveda. He has to deal with the aveda. When is one allowed to hide from the aveda? Three cases the Gemara brings. Haketzan, by a kain of he basic verse. If he's a kain of basic verse, a kain cannot become tamei basic verse. If the aveda is in the basic verse, and he's a kain, he cannot go deal with it. Hayazakin, this is the case that we need for Araya. Hayazakin, he's a zakin, and dealing with aveda is beneath his dignity. Here we see a kavod abrius is an excuse not to deal with an aveda. Achiv derais of dealing with aveda. Okay. And the last case is Aisha Samachtim Ruben Shechaveri. His malacha is worth more than the aveda of his friend, meaning his time value. He bills out $1,500 an hour. For him to deal with his aveda, if he has to spend a half hour in the aveda, and the aveda is only worth $200, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make fiscal sense to be saving the aveda at the expense of his own parnasa, and therefore he doesn't have to be busy with it. The kachanim v'slamta, therefore the pasuk v'slamta is stressing that in these cases you can hide from dealing with the lost object. Fine. The Gemara's question is in the middle case. Amai, why by a zakim v'chodei? Is he part of dealing with aveda? That's a din of covet, sort of covet abiyas versus there's no chachmas when it comes to dealing with lavim or mitzvahs in Torah. You have to deal with them regardless, says the Gemara, regardless of the covet. Shiny hasam dechsiv v'salam to mehem. So we now have our second case where covet wins out, but over here it's not because covet's winning out. The pasuk itself says v'salam to. The pasuk says there are times where you can turn away. The pasuk gave the exception to the rule. In fact, okay, fine. But learn from here that covet arbius is reason enough to turn away from a deraisa because we have a source by aveda. Says the Gemara, it's a good source. It's only a good source for mamnas tikkadinim. By aveda, it's mamnas tikkadin. A mamnas tikkadin, taka kavod abrius, could override a mitzvah deraisa relating to mamnas. But all the other cases we're discussing, a case of isser, we have no proof yet. We have no proof at all that a isser, I shouldn't say yet, because we're not going to have any proof that a kavod abrius can override an isser deraisa. Okay, tashema. Lachos matam alemer, the pasuk says that a kayin, over there, the pasuk is describing the din of a nazir, actually, about being not be able to tam the mace, and it goes through even to his closest relatives, and it goes through all the family members. So the question is, what's the hadgasha? Why is it going through family members? So we learned different drushas about he can't be tam to his family members, but to a mace mitzvah he could be tam even if he's a nazir, even if he's a nazir kayin, even if he's a kayin god. We learned all from the different lashanas of la'achiv, la'aviv, la'imai. So we're up to the words now in the pasuk we're joining in milvav brisa v'la'chaisei matam lema. What's the pasuk teaching when it says la'chaisei that he cannot be matama? Says Mara harishai he was on his way to Shechtes Karban Pesach or to do a brismila. He's on his way to do a mitzvah of Shechitas Pesach or brismila. And he heard that one of his close relatives died. You think that he goes back. He shouldn't continue to do the Karban Pesach or the brismila. Rather, he should go back and be Isaac in the mace. He should become tameh. Amarta leitame. Therefore, the pasuk says leitame. He should not become tameh. Yachas Hashem tameh lahem. Just like he can't be tameh for them, for these people, for his relatives. Kachem mitalam mes mitzvah. In such a case, when he's going to the Karban Pesach, he can't become tameh for mes mitzvah either. Tameh lahem lachayse. We make a diak lachayse. We deny tameh for his relative. He can't become tameh. Tap of chafav malaf. Avam tameh lames mitzvah. He can yes become tameh for a mes mitzvah. Now, why is it become tameh for a mes mitzvah? Look at the top Rashi, who covered abrius for dechad v'atayra. L'chayr, mes mitzvahs covered abrius, and we're saying the din of covered abrius, it's being dechad the mitzvah of Torah. It's being dechad. He's in the middle of doing the mitzvah of let's say Karban Pesach. He does not have to stop in the middle of doing Karban Pesach to be tameh to the other relatives. Yeah, when it comes to mes mitzvah, it's covered abrius l'chayr. He has to do so. Why don't we say in chachma tefuna minetz neged Hashem? Just by the way, a side point: the halacha generally is, besides these exceptions that we're saying, these people the kain gadol and the nazir. Most people, we actually learn. You said to take it in. The beginning of Emmer. Most people, not only are they allowed to, even a kain, is not only is he allowed to be tameh for seven closest relatives. Exactly. A regular kohen is a chiyav. He has a chiyav to mitapel. Really, is the beginning of what we discussed in this parak, that misha mase mutal fun of, there's an obligation on someone who has a relative as nifter to tend to the mase, and that doesn't just apply to Yisraelim. It applies to kohanim. So it's a little bit of a double jump. Not only kohanim are they allowed to be mitapel to some close relatives, they're mechuyev to kohen gadol, as they're not, but a regular kohen is mechuyev to. Over here, we're saying that. When it comes to mace mitzvah, even the nazar and the kayin is mechuyev to, even at the expense of some other mitzvah he's in the middle of doing. So we're bothered, how is the kavod arbiyus superseding this other mitzvah? It says the Gemara, shayni hasam, tichsiv v'lachaysay. Over there, the pasas v'lachaysay. So there's a diyuk. There's a diyuk telling us that you set aside another mitzvah in order to bury the mace mitzvah. V'ligumine, learn from this case, from this idea that across the board, kavod arbiyus supersedes another deraisa. Says the Gemara, sheva taisa shayni. This is our third and final exception to our rules. Sheva Tais is different, meaning he's not being Eifer Nisr. He was going to do the Pesach. He now has a mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah. By doing Meis Mitzvah, he's not going to do the Pesach. He's a Sheva Tais Legabe, the Derais of Pesach. Over there, Taka Kavod Arbiyus, a mitzvah related to Kavod Arbiyus, could supersede. So if we go over quickly our three guidelines, we came out the three things, three times, three scenarios Kavod Arbiyus does win out. A Drabanan, not Isteraisa, Kavod Arbiyus cannot be an Isteraisa, but an Isterabanan Kavod Arbiyus, when it's only been Drabanan, the Abanan relaxed there, Drabanan's in the face of Kavod Arbiyus. That's number one. Number two is by Mamanis, like Hashavas Aveda, we say Kavod Arbiyus does supersede the Chiv of Hashavas Aveda by Mamanis, we said not by Isser, but number three is by Sheval Taisa, so by a mitzvah's Kumba Asay, when the mitzvah is to go do an Asay positive, and Kavod Arbiyus would say refrain, so by Sheval Taisa, we would say Kavod Arbiyus wins. That gets back to the idea we spoke out for the Nayyid Yehuda, the Shah with the Nayyid Yehuda, with that Bacher that was living in the house, when the Nayyid has to notify this future father-in-law about the fact that his wife was Mazana with him, his wife was Mazana with this Bacher. We said you can rely on the Sheva idea of Sheva Taisa, but that was totally in the Rambam again in the Rush, whether that's the Sheva Taisa of the person who's involved in the story or the father-in-law. In this case, it was the Bacher who himself was involved in the story. Is his Sheva Taisa, in which case we can keep quiet, or no, it has to be Sheva Taisa on behalf of the person doing that veir, which is the father-in-law, and that's not a Sheva Taisa. In that case, that was going to be a kumase because he's living with a woman that's usher. Again, that was the idea we spoke at yesterday. Okay. Zaktimar Vaiter. Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, "Ma'ishna Rishonim disrachshul nisa." This is almost like I got to a bunch of lines till the Mishnah. What's the difference between the original generations that had nisim occur to them much more often, more frequently? We don't have these miracles occur for us. If it's because of a level of Torah learning, we can actually we can relate to this in our generation. If it's because of a level of Torah learning, in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, They learned Nezikim. They were Bekiim in Seder Nezikim. Vanan Kamasin Nishish Sidra. We're Bekiim. We know. We study across all six Dharma Vishnayas, not just Nezikim. And the question is Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. The Talmud of Rav and Shmuel from the earlier Amram. So then they knew Nezikim. We in this later generations, we go through all study, all six Siddharma Vishnayas. V'chevamat Rav Yehuda Uktzin, when Rav Yehuda reached Uktzin, the subject over there of Uktzin, of Ishish Kveshes Yerik Bekdera, a woman who's She's soaking, she's preserving the ruckus, these vegetables in a pot. Some say, others say he was discussing the topic of olives that were together with the leaves of tar. The shah over there is the leaf, a yad, for the olive in order to bring in tumma or not bring in tumma. And the need it is, if the leaves are soaked and they're very soft and they become very, like they're going to break apart, it won't serve as a handle, no longer they have a din of yad. That's the idea in the Mishnah over there. And Omar, what was Rabbi Yehuda's comment when he read that Mishnah? Havais Rav Shmuel Chazin Hacha. His Rabbein, Rav Shmuel. The Kash is Rav Shmuel, I see over here, meaning it's a little bit over our heads, this topic. Vanan, this is Rabbi Yehuda. And us, says Rav Papa, we have 13 mesiftas. Either it's 13 different versions, we have 13 different shitas going through the sigyas of Uktzin, or we have 13 different bat midrashim. They used to establish bat midrashim, and they would focus on different topics. We have 13 different bat midrashim focusing, learning Uktzin Abiyan. So our Torah level knowledge is actually greater than by them. Yet, Rav Yehuda, when there was a drought and he needed rain, he took off one shoe to show, like, he's painting himself, and it would rain immediately on his kafet. We mitzar ourselves, we cry out, we dive in, and we don't get answered in Shemayim the same way. It can't be Al-Tayra, our Torah knowledge is so much greater. So what is it? Our Malay, interesting concept, you see a later generation had greater Torah knowledge. That's what I'm saying. It relates to Mizan Azeh. I don't know if we're necessarily loftier people, but Mizan Azeh, I think there's a proliferation of terror that they haven't had in the world in hundreds of years. Amalei, certainly for the common person. Amalei kamoi havikamasri nafshayo akdushas Hashem b'Yisrael anan amesin nafshay kedushas Hashem. You know why they had the power to have nisim? Because they gave themselves up meisir nafshay kedushas Hashem. We're not meisir nafshay. First point, that doesn't mean giving up one's life. Of course, everyone's achamim to give up one's life, but there's confidence that people till today would give up one's life for akdushas Hashem. That's not the taina. It means just going beyond the Sfinu B'Shus Adin on a daily basis, being Meis HaNefesh on a daily basis for Torah Mitzvahs, they had that attitude. Rav Yudah's generation and Rav Papa and Abaye's generation didn't have that attitude. The Marbi is a very interesting example. Hard to know where the exact way that Mesiyus Nefesh over here is. There was a story where Adrava saw a woman wearing karbalta in the shuk. So there's two types of karbalta. Simple types of karbalta, the famous types, are red. The red like the top of the rooster's, you know, the rooster's head, that redness. There's a red bag, and a red bag it attracts eyes, and that wasn't becoming for a woman to be wearing. It wasn't sneezed to be wearing something that attracts eyes like that in the street. Suffered the basroli. He thought she was a basrol. Come, kari mine. He came into her offer. The other pshat, by the way, is the kabalta was a beged of wool and linen. It was a beged of klayim, which ties back beautifully to what we had in Amidbeis, the Gittes Amidbeis, regarding ripping off klayim in the market. Okay, iglay milsa tekusi. He ripped it off her, and then it was discovered that she's a kusis, and basically, if it was a yid, so he ripped it off her for being over an isser. But if it was a guy, he just embarrassed her in public without really any excuse. So what was the outcome? Shemu barber meizuzay. They evaluate him to pay a fine of 400 zuz. Amalam mashmach. He said to her, "What's your name?" Amalam matan. She said, "My name is matan." Amalay. He said to her, "Matan arba zuzay shavi." Matan, because Masayim is 200. Matan, said it twice, is worth 400 zuz. I cost myself 400 zuz by trying to be extra scrupulous with Sneas or with Klayim. Or another type of Matan is, Matan, had I been a little more patient, I wasn't patient to find out if you're a Jew or not. Had I been a little more patient, I would have saved 400 zuz. But you see it, how steadfast they were, else either covered Shemayim for Averis, for Klayim, or for Sneas. Rav Gidol Habaragel David because of Ashpa Hashar Tefila. Rav Gidol used to sit. His practice was to sit at the entrance of the mikvah. Amalu to instruct the woman the proper way to go to the mikvah. Amalu, he would say to them, Hachitvil, do it this way, do it that way. Amalei Rabbanan, like a Masafilei Mamreitz Hara. You're sitting and watching the woman going to the mikvah. It's a ticket for the Eitz Hara to have a bad effect on you. Amalu Damin Ba'apai Kikaki Chaviri. It's in my, to me, they're like white geese. I don't see a woman here. I see white geese. I'm not affected. I have no time at all. I'm just teaching them the halacha. Rabbi Yechon, the relationship over here is the modesty, the idea of sneas. Rabbi Yechon, famous more, we quoted this a few times already. Rabbi Yechon, have you ruggled, have you ka'azel, that's for sure. Rabbi Yechon would sit outside the mikvah. Amar, he explained, kisakam reisov, asim, feel when the woman come out from the mikvah, mistakam me, they should see me. Rabbi Yechon was an extremely beautiful man. The Gemara, we had an early, we referenced it early in this Pesachta, it's also Gemara Bavasiyah. He was from the last Shapiri of Yerushalayim, the last beautiful man of Yerushalayim. Mistakam me, they let him see me, but avi lezar to Shapir Kavasi. If they have a beautiful sight of myself, after going to the mikvah, they'll hopefully have children that are beautiful like Rabbi Yechon himself. Now the first bring famous Yaakov, how did he get these striped animals when he was dealing with Lavan? He stuck poles with stripes on it. And what people see, what animals see, what's seen before relations has an effect on the outcome of the Vlad. Fine. The Gemara in Bavasi actually adds that Rabbi Yechon said they should be Shapiri like me and learned like me. Not just good looking like me, learn it like me as well. Our Gemara doesn't have that line. The Rabbi Mitzia Pei Dalad does have the line. Okay. Are you not concerned about Ein Hara? You're sitting, you're putting yourself out there because of your good looks. Aren't you worried about Ein Hara? I am a descendant of Yosef. On whom Ein Hara has no power. The Rabbi has a few sources. Source number one, the Chsif Ben Paris Yosef Ben Paris Ali Ayin. The Yosef is a charming son, charming to the eye. Vamravo means Al Tikri Ali Ayin. Don't say charming to the eye. Ela Ayle Ayin, above the eye. He's above Ein Hara. Another the source is no Ainar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinin Amaracha, the bracha that Yaakov gave to Yosef's children, to Ephraim and Asher. The Yidgul Ravi Kavaretz, he compared them to fish of the sea. Ma Dag Mishabiyam. Just like fish of the sea, water, it covers them. You can still see the fish, but water covers them. They're not open into the eye. And therefore, Ein Hara, Shalat Hashem, Ein Hara has no power over them. Avzar Shal Yosef, Ein Hara, Shalat Hashem, so to the Zahar of Yosef, Ein Hara has no power over the Zahar of Yosef. So two different sources that Yosef is protected by Ein Hara. And Rabbi Yechon says, I'm a descendant of Yosef. V'ibayseima, another reason why Ein Hara has no power of Yosef, not because these psukim, these brachas that Yosef had, but rather, Ein Shalai Rasa Yosef did not want to satiate his eye for that which wasn't him. Eshes Potiphar tried to seduce him, and Yosef did not even engage, didn't want to even look at her and satiate his eye from her. Ain't ayin harash, that's the play. Such an eye, it's like midah connected midah, is protected from ayin harash. We've spoken in the past, spoken in the Chumash here, the Shemin Taif says, we know that the halacha is that in Yosef's boundaries was Mishkan Shila. Normally, you let he kachakachim only within the claim, within the walls of the Mikdash, and kachakalim within the walls of Machlash Shechina, or the walls of Yishalayim. By Mishkan Shila, you're able to kachakalim, b'chol raya, as long as you're able to see Mishkan Shila. Why was this the unique? Had to be able to eat kachem as long as you can see Mishkan Shila. So the Gemara there, Gemara says, because who lay zan enay, the midah Yosef was not zan his eyes for that which wasn't his. He was shemer enayim, and therefore midah kang midah, you're able to eat b'chol raya. Says the Shemitayv, that this idea is the idea of our Gemara, that if a person uses his eyes properly, the eyes cannot serve to become if someone else's eyes cannot serve to be a source of punishment for him. Yosef kept his eyes properly, and therefore he couldn't be punished. I once heard beautiful from a friend. He said, it could be that's what Rabbi Yechonon was saying. Rabbi Yechonon wasn't saying that I know for sure I come from Yosef's descendants. Maybe he knew, but maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just saying, I know for sure I'm Shemir Mayanayim. If I'm Shemir Mayanayim, then there's no way that Ayin Hara could have an effect on me either. The part of the Kishma Tfilin, but the Chayavin in Tfila, Umezuzah, Ubrichas Mazan. The Chayavin Tfilin in Shemar Esrei, and Mezuzah, Ubrichas Mazan. The Pater from Kishma, because Mitzah Seisha is Magrama. The Pater from Tfilin, because Mitzah Seisha is Magrama. And even Katanama Pater, very interesting, Machlekes Rashtais, Rashtais says, we're talking about a Katan, Shalegi Lechinach, the Katan didn't reach Chinach yet, therefore your Pater. Rashi says, no, even a Katan reach Chinach, because the father is not usually in the presence of the son at that moment by his man Kishma, therefore there's no Chiv of Chinach on Kishma from the father to the son, because he's not in his presence at that time. Now we said again by tefillin, the reason why Nashama Pater is because it's Zman Grama. The truth is that's the simple understanding with the Agamara, but the Agamara elsewhere says a difference of Torah, that because tefillin compares a Torah, Nashama Pater from Liman a Torah, therefore the Pater from tefillin. Once again, the pshat by katan, why is a katan Pater, why is it no chiv chinuch by a katan of tefillin? So Tesis will again learn that we're talking about katan, he didn't reach his man chinuch yet. Rashi explains that by katan, the Pater of tefillin, because a katan doesn't know how to watch his guf. Since he doesn't know how to watch his guf yet, therefore there's no chiv of chinuch of her katan for the din of tefillin. So again, according to Rashi, Kriyishma is no chiv of chinuch because the father is not in the presence of this child at the time, at this moment. Kriyishma, and tefillin is no chiv of tefillin because the katan can't watch his guf properly. Whereas, according to Tesis, in both cases, there would be a chiv of chinuch once the katan was reached an age appropriate, but it's prior to age, being age appropriate, what the Mishnah is referring to, where the katan, where there's no chiv on the katan, or no chiv on the father to teach the katan. Okay. So like the Gemara, Kriyishma, where the top of Chaf HaMei is right by the Gemara. Kriyishma, Pshita, Lecharetz Pashit. That woman of Patr Kriyishma. Mitzvah says she's magrami. It's a time bound mitzvah. We know Nashima Patr from assays that are related to time. Vachomet says she's magrami. Nashima Paturis. Maldate Mahalv is Bashem Malcha. The woman's chayiv, since that's malchus, kabbalah malchus shmayim, therefore she should be chayiv as well. Kamash mon, that they're still pater, because it's man grama. I'm not tefillin, one of pater tefillin, pshita, lechari, same pshita, lechari, it's a time related mitzvah. Chayiv the pater, it's man grama. Malatim, halvis, iskish, mezuzah. Since tefillin is compared to mezuzah, ksharatim is tefillin, chsaftim is mezuzah. Since it's compared to mezuzah, women are chayiv, so maybe they'd be chayiv in tefillin as well. Kamash malon, then no, dafka mezuzah, but tefillin they're pater from. The chayiv in tefillin, now here's a big shah on the girsa. We send the mission a woman a chayiv in tefillin, in tefillin, in Shemar Esrei. So the Gersh where Rashi has is, the Gemara just says, Tirachmininu. As opposed to the first part of two Gemara's, where it's Pshita. Pshita the Pater from Kriyishma. Pshita the Pater from Tefillin. So we don't say we have Pshita the Chayiv and Tefillah. We just say, Chayiv and Tefillin, why? Tirachmininu, it's Rachmanas. And women have to daven for Rachmanas. Mal the Tema. And the Gemara now just explains why the Mishnah is even speaking out, is because I would have thought, Halvich Sivba. Erev Avek of Tzorayim, Tefillah is supposed to be morning, evening, afternoon. There's set times for davening. Shachas Mecham Arev. Ki Mitzah Seisha Shemaz Magrama. Therefore, it's Mitzah Seisha Shemaz Magrama. Kamash Mulan. It's still not a Mitzah Seisha Shemaz Magrama. That is Harashi's Girsa. That it's, the Gemara never started with the question of Pshita. Taisa is clearly, look at the top words of the page. Taisa is a Girsa that there was a question of Pshita. There was a question of a Girsa of Pshita. Taisa understands from Rashi, and it's Rashi's wording, but it's not really to me 100% clear from Rashi. Taisa says from Rashi, and so do other Rishonim, that Rashi was saying that we would never ask a question of Pshita by tefillah about Pshita Yechayev because that's Magrama, because anyway it's not Daraisa. The wording of Rashi is Leger is Pshita, the love Daraisa, it's not Daraisa. It's not Daraisa, we wouldn't even get involved in this din of Zman Grama or not. What they take out of Rashi is that Rashi seems to be saying the din of Mitzvah Seishas Zman Grama is Pater is only by Daraisa, not by Darabanas. Taisus takes issue that we know that by Mitzvah Darabanas also, when they're time-related, we say women are exempt from time-related Mitzvah Darabanan. So Taisus takes issue with the Rashi, and the different Taisus does have the Girsa. Taisus says, the gear says pshita that you chayiv in tefillah, and then the Gemara says no. Since it says erevayka, I would have thought that you're not because it's time related. Kamashman that you still chayiv. Taisus learns the Gemara opposite from Rashi that even under Rabbanim we would have a conversation whether or not it's zman grama. Okay, this idea, this girsa of the Gemara is the basis for a fundamental machlekes alach lemaisa Rashi and Rambam, which is ends up being machlekes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Shulchan Aruch going like Rambam and Ramah going like Rashi, whether or not the din of a woman to daven on a daily tefillah is rabbinic or deraisa. Rashi learns that the din of Isha daven daily is only drabanan. Rambam learns it's deraisa. Rambam's masking that the times, like our Gemara even says, Erevik and Tzorayim, the times are not really, Gemara says, you would have thought it's Zman Grama, Kamashma, it's not. The times are not deraisa. The times and the setup of tefillah is rabbinic, but the din to daven once a day is deraisa. Rashi learns that the din daven once a day is rachmininu. It's a din for rachmanis. It's not the rice at all. It's really din daven that woman person should daven for what they need. Shulchan Aruch brings, like Rambam, that the woman's chiv to daven is the raisa, and the Ramah brings, like Rashi, that a woman's chiv to daven is merely rabbinic. But ironically, what comes out is that according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Isha, as long as she davens once a day, she's yet to the chiv deraisa of davening, and she's fine. According to the Ramah, where it's a din drabbanan of davening, the rabbanan's takan of davening, okay, Meyer is a rishus, but the rabbanan's takan of davening for Isha would include shachris and minchas. Ironically enough, according to Rashi, according to the Ramah, that's drabbanan, there would be a woman has to be careful, as should be makbid as much as possible to daven shachris and mincha. Whereas according to Rambam, as long as she davens once a day, that would be fine to satisfy her chiyuv, which is a deraisa chiyuv. A little ironically, the deraisa comes out in some ways more lenient, so to speak. Okay, with mezuzah. We said in the Mishnah that a woman's mechuyev in the din of mezuzah, pshita, since mezuzah is compared to talmud Torah. It's in the same next to Vishnat Levanecha, the Dibartabam, Kamash Milan, that there's still Mechuyev and Mezuzah. Ubrichas Amazim, we're saying women are Mechuyev Brichas Amazim, Pshita. Of course, Mechuyev Brichas Amazim. It's not a time bound mitzvah. It's not, as Mr. Seshas Magrama, Vachalt Vasavat of Rachta is a Chiv to bench, and therefore it's Pashta Chayev, says Marmad Tema, Halach Siv, Vesesh Hashem Lechem, Be'erev Basar, Lechel, Lechem, Be'erev Basar Lechel, Vlechem Babakil Espaya, Kim Mitzvah Seshas Magrama. I would think it's like Mr. Seshas Magrama, because the Pasuk describes eating in the morning and eating in the evening and blessing Hashem for eating in the morning and the evening. I don't think it's like a mitzvah Yishas Magram and Nashim will be putter. Kamashma, we don't say that. Amar Bad Rava. Nashim chavis b'kiddush ayam dvar Torah. Women are mechuyev in kiddush dvar Torah. Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush ayam on Shabbos. Women are chayev minat Torah. Amai, here's a bomb question. Mitzvah Yishas Magram hi. Ilchar, it's a mitzvah say, which is time bound. V'chom mitzvah Yishas Magram and Nashim b'turah. Why they chayev minat Torah and kiddush if it's a time related mitzvah? Rabbi says midrabanan. Rav meant to say that the nashim are takachayiv midrabanan, meaning midraisa the takapater because it's a mitzvah shezman grama. But midrabanan, the women have a chiyuv, which is a huge chiddush, which comes out that all the raisas, as a general rule, we're saying that women pater midraisa. Are we saying, of course, the word the chayiv midrabanan, or is it dafk over here? So Amalei Rava. Padvar Tarikam, Rav says, Kasha Rabbi, first of all, the member of Rabbi Rav was a woman of Mechuyev in Kiddush, even Midaraisa, Dvar Torah, pretty clear. And then the question we pointed out that according to Rabbi, if you're telling me that whenever you have Mitzvah Seishas Magrama, a woman of Pater, but the Mechuyev Midarbanan, so you're going to say that, of course, the board, every Mitzvah Seishas Magrama that the Torah Paters, Isha, are they not Mechuyev Midarbanan? Is that what we say? Elam Rav, Rav says, no. It means Daraisa, and it's Dafka over here. Amar Kras Zachar Vashamar, the Pasuk compares Zachar Shem Shabbos, which is the positive commandment of Kiddush, to Shabbos and Shabbos, to the Surah of Shabbos, the Leisa says, the being careful not to do Malach on Shabbos, and we know women are certainly involved in the Leisa says, it's only as Mitzah say, Shazman Gram Nashma Pater, but Leisa says they're Chayiv. So, Kol Sheshab Shmira, whoever's subject to the din of Shmira of Shabbos, which includes women, Yeshab Shmira, they're included in the Mitzvah Shmira of Kiddush Yayim, the positive commandment, Fani Nashim, Hav Esnu Bishmira, Esnu Bishmira. And these women, since they have Shmira, they have the obligation of Shabbos, they also have the obligation of Zerchis and Shabbos, which includes Kiddush. a normal rule. Nashama patur from shezman grama. But kiddush was saying, and according to this gemara, was saying kiddush is daraisa. So shalav kiddush al kais is daraisa. But kiddush yom shabbos we're coming out here is daraisa, and it's time related, and still nashama mechuyev because since the mechuyev in shmira, the mechuyev in zechira as well. As a big machlekes rishonim, how far we take this idea that nashama mechuyev in zechira of shabbos, meaning we're saying whoever's mechuyev in the laces of shabbos, a mechuyev in zechira is zechira representative of any essays of shabbos, of any positive commandments of shabbos, and if it's representative of any positive commandments of shabbos, it would also represent even the rabbanans, not just the rice, even the rabbanans. Women would be obligated in all positive commandments of shabbos because whoever has shamar has zachar, or no. It's specifically Zachar, which is Kiddush Hayom. Zachar refers to Kiddush Hayom Dafka, but not the other mitzvahs. So a few nafkaminas, quickly, we'll give off two. One is Havdalah. Havdalah is a woman mechuyev and avdala not. And it's big shas lach lemaisa. If a woman can make avdala even, is a woman mechuyev and avdala not. If you say that all the positive commandments related to Shabbos, she's mechuyevin, she'd be mechuyev and avdala as well. If you say that it's just kiddush, zachar is just kiddush, so therefore avdala would be excluded. That's one afghan. Another afghan would be shal shudis. Is a woman mechuyev and shal shudis? If you say she's mechuyev and all positive commandments of Shabbos, she's mechuyev and shal shudis as well. If you say it's just kiddush, zachar is just coming to marbe kiddush, but other time related positive commandments, such as having three meals on Shabbos, a woman would not be obligated to have the three meals on Shabbos. A few nafkaminas in this machlekes Rishonim, Meiri Rambam, what the status is. Legabe Avdalah, if it's deraisa or not for Nisha, Rambam says it is, but he says it's not. But legabe these chiyuvim, whether or not it applies to Isha, is totally in this machlekes, whether Zechira is across the board. Amalei Avinu L'Rava, Nashim Berchas Amazin deraisa d'Rabbanan. What about woman's status in benching? You told me the mechuyev to bench. You said before, you said have me or not because it says erva vayikra. But you told me ultimately the mechuyev to bench. Now, when you said the mechuyev to bench, is that a rabbinic chiyev or is that a biblical chiyev? What will be the svarah of rabbanan? V'chal v'svarah of rachtas. Whenever you eat, it's not time related. The svarah that be the rabbanan is because the pasuk says ala aretz asher nasan lach. On the land that I gave you, land was given over to the men, it wasn't given over to women. Even though we have cases like B'nai's Tafchad that inherited, they only got their father's portion, but the land wasn't given over to women, it was given over to men, and therefore maybe women are exempt from benching, or do we say no, since it's a non-time related mitzvah, women are going to be obligated. L'mayin afkamina. What's afkamina? At the end of the day, they got to bench regardless. So we don't know if it's drabana de raisa. It's a funny question. L'mayin afkamina drabana de raisa. The Mar wants to point out maybe a specific afkamina. Not that there's no differences. Of course, the mere fact that it's deraisa drabana would be a difference. The Mar wants to point out where is it? Have a practical difference. They're going to be benching anyway, obviously. Where's the practical difference? Lafuki rabbi dechavasan. Could an isha pater the rabbim, a man, from his chiyuv? Iamrit. Deraisa. If you say a woman's chiv is deraisa, us deraisa from mafik deraisa. The ishu's mechiv deraisa can come, and we might see a man who's mechiv deraisa. Eliam derabanan. If you say a woman's only mechiv derabanan, have she'ena mechiv v'daver, chol she'ena mechiv v'daver. Anybody says rami dechavasan. If the isha on a biblical level is not chayiv, it's only rabbinic. So then the gabe deraisa, she's not mechiv. She's not mechiv. She cannot be go and be might see. Be mighty, amen. Now there seems to be a big, very stark kash on this. There's a gemara even before we get to any raya. There's a gemara later on. And I think it's the Memches, Mem Zayin, in the Mems, where the Mor discusses that someone is Mechuyev B'davar, even Mechuyev B'davar B'drabanan, can yes be Maitzi a Deraisa. One of the more simple Malachim is, I mean, there's two basic Malachim to reconcile our Gemara, which seems to be making a very clear guideline that a Mechuyev B'drabanan cannot be Maitzi a Mechuyev B'Deraisa, and the Mor later, which seems to be allowing a Mechuyev B'drabanan to be Mechuyev B'Deraisa. One simple answer is, the Gemara's argue, it's a Mechlik is a Sugis, the Gemara Daf Chaf, and the Gemara later, maybe it's Mamalf, the Gemara later argues that the two Gemara's argue with each other. Another Malach brought down is that the Gemara later, which says one who's Mechlik Darbanan can be Mechlik, one who's Mechlik Daraisa, is not being Mechlik because of the Darbanan. There's a din of Arvis, Kleis Rav Zelazah, so if Reuven has a mitzvah, Shimon has a chiv of Reuven's mitzvah too, to be Mechlik. That's how a person who's Yetzik Kiddush already can be Mechlik. Someone else has a chiv Kiddush because Arvis. Arvis allows him to be Mechlik someone else. It's as if he has the chiv. So, what the chiluk in the two gemaras is over there, the gemara is relying on arvis, and this gemara is going with the opinion. It's a takashita of rishonim that not everyone agrees, but the shita of rishonim that nashim were not part of arvis. Since nashim are not part of arvis, the only way for nishim to make a man would be if she has the same chiyuv, a chiyuv deraisa, which she also has the chiyuv. But if her chiyuv is only darbanan, she can't be meitzi because darbanan cannot be meitzi deraisa. We're going to say across the board both gemaras and arvis, which applies over there, won't apply over here because we're talking about an isha. That's the two ways to reconcile this gemara and the gemara later. But okay. They said, Ben Mavarch Lavev. In truth, they said a son could bench on behalf of his father, Ben Mavarch Rabbi, and an Evid could bench on behalf of his master, and a woman can bench and be mitzvah her husband from benching. A curse should come upon the man who's so ignorant, they has to rely on his wife and children and Evid to bench on his behalf. Now, We're saying the ma'isa, a woman can bench on behalf of the husband. If you say that the woman's bechiv benching deraisa, so asa deraisa, mapik deraisa, makes sense that the isha who's the chiv deraisa go and be mitzi the man who's chiv is deraisa. Eliyahu derabanan, if you say the chiv of the woman is only derabanan, asa derabanan mapik deraisa, because the chiv derabanan of the isha go and be mitzi the man who's chiv is deraisa. We have a raya the isha's chiv to bench is taka deraisa. Says the Gemara, one second. Ultamech, what was one of the other cases there? A ben being mitzi the father. Katan barchiyuvu is a katan barchiyuv. Could a katan go and be mitzi his father about the katan barchiyuv? Ella, hachamayeskina kainsha achal shiur derabanan. We're talking about a case where the chiv benching bichlal for the male adult was only rabbinic. Why? Because he only had a kazayas. Does he rabbanan mapit derabanan? Halach is a person only mechiv to bench on the biblical level. The chalta v'savata v'rach. He had to eat to full satiation. Only then he's chayv deraisa. We are makbid. We'll see in the next gemara that even if a person eats only a kazayas, we're makbid to be mechayv benching, even though it wasn't v'savata. That chiv benching is only rabbinic. On a rabbinic chiv benching, the son or the wife could be mitzi, but on a deraisa maybe not. So we have no raya because we must be talking about a derabanan because we're allowing the son to be mitzi, so we must be talking about a case of derabanan over here, and it's not a raya tarshayla. Darsh Rav Avira, now that we touched on this idea that zechiv bench only derabanan, Rav Avira darshan zimno mishmei Rav Ami, zimno mishmei Rav Asi. Sometimes Rav Asi's name, sometimes Rav Ami's name. Amar machashos v'kadosh baruch hu, the machashos esek stira takadosh baruch hu. Rabbanan shleilim, katzvus arisach hashalisa fanam leikach sheichad. You're a God that doesn't show favoritism and doesn't accept bribes. V'aleh atanayis panam leisrael, but you show some favoritism to the yidden. Tichsev yisa shem panam. We say in Berachas Kohanim, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, Hashem should show favor to you. Your God doesn't show favor. How does that work? Amalem Kadosh Baruch Hu says back, beautiful Gemara, V'chile Esa Panam Yisrael. In general, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show favor, but can I not show favor to Klal Yisrael? Shekazafta Mataira, I wrote in my Taira, Achalt Vesavata Vrachta Semekecha, they have a chiv to bench. When they surveya, that's when they have a chiv to bench. V'heim Medakti Latzman, they're Medakti on themselves, Ad Kazayas Vat Kebeya, they're Medakti even the amount of Kazayas, even the amount of Kebeya, they're Medakti to bench, even these smaller amounts. So just like they go Lefnim Shus Adin, and they're Makbet to bench, and these small amounts, so too I can show favoritism, Mida Kegamida, from there Lefnim Shus Adin. So this again, this is the same idea that benching on less than a kezias is the chayr a chiyav, a rabbinic chiyav, not a chiyav deraisa. We'll pick it up tomorrow from the Mishnah.